for ourselves. And what journeying is basically, you know, what are we talking about when we're talking about journeying? Journeying is traditionally a native shamanic practice. We've kind of covered that a little bit before this, but what you're doing is you are accessing realms of spiritual consciousness that aren't easily achieved in your ordinary mind. So you can think of the physicality of it of kind of similar to a meditation where you're either sitting up or lying down, you're in a relaxed state. A lot of times you have music. If you're doing a traditional native practice of journeying, you might be doing it to drums or singing bowls, things of those natures. The biggest difference between meditation and journeying is in meditation, generally speaking, the intention is to clear your mind. You're trying to achieve a place of a clear mind where you don't have a lot of thoughts come through or information come through. And obviously sometimes that's a happenstance of meditation. But with journeying, the actual intention is to access realms, to go to places. We have these different spiritual places that we can travel to. Heidi, like you were saying earlier, in Native traditions, you might be going to an upper world or a middle world or a lower world. So you actually have where we go in these Reiki journeys, specifically Colleen's Reiki journeys, especially with Holy Fire, are realms of the third heaven or higher. So they are all completely enlightened realms. So we're actually going to an enlightened realm. We're going to a destination with the intention of gathering information. And the information can be for all different purposes, can be your everyday solutions, it can be the big questions to the universe, and everywhere in between, healing for ourselves, that's a big one. And then I've got it down there, why we journey. The common intention of a journey is to obtain spiritual guidance, inner guidance, information, healing, and empowerments from higher sources of consciousness. So those are the reasons that we journey and what journeying allows you to do, what it basically is. The other thing that we are going to learn tonight is automatic writing. So we have, that's going to be a big theme in this class. We're going to do multiple different styles of automatic writing. Generally speaking, we will be doing, I think I can annotate here. Arrow. Can you guys see the arrow?
Yep.
Yeah. So generally speaking, we're going to be doing this kind of automatic writing. What automatic writing is you just put your pen to paper and you start writing. You don't evaluate it. You try to not have any judgment around it, or you try not to control it. Obviously, that can be easier sometimes than others. A lot of times when I write automatic writing, I find that in the beginning of the automatic writing, I can feel myself trying to control it, trying to evaluate it. But if you just keep your pen to paper and if you just kind of keep writing, you'll notice more and more that the information is just coming through you. And what you're doing here is you're in a way, you're channeling information from a divine realm. So, like I said, we'll be doing that pretty much every single class, which is why we asked you to have a pen and paper. Tonight, we are going to be intention mapping, which is what you see here. So intention mapping, a lot of you are familiar with mind mapping. Well, it's kind of a similar concept. The difference is that you are, you're doing it for your intentions and you're doing it from a divine realm. So, I don't know where my pen escaped to, but basically you can see this is actually a picture of intention mapping that Colleen and I did when we were doing our holding ceremonies workshop. So you can see here in the center that is the general intention, and then you go out from there and you have all of these different bubbles, and then you can have different bubbles from those and different bubbles from all of those. Colleen has actually found this method really helpful for her too, because it doesn't have to be neat. It doesn't have to be linear. She's a circular thinker. And so this type of automatic writing has been a big opener for her. So there's the two types. In the journey, Colleen will prompt you through each of them. So that's another thing that we're going to be learning tonight, but we're going to be continuing to learn both of these skills throughout the entire course. We're going to get better at them, and we're going to learn just more skills to kind of take your practice to a deeper and deeper level through every month. And I think that's it. And then, Mom, you're going to go through, sorry, Colleen, you're going to go through the different, what we're actually doing in the journey.
So okay,
I'll
great.
Pass it over to you.
So one of the other things that I really like about the automatic writing technique that we'll be doing when you do Reiki journeys for others, and you'll be doing that for each other, is we have found it to be really helpful to people in their distance Reiki, like doing automatic writing during the distance Reiki. And we found in the other class that the automatic writing with the journeying just really worked well. So it's another skill you can develop. It helps you track your information and bring it back to be useful. And there will be plenty of times when you just bring back the information and you don't need to do automatic writing. But it is a good skill, and it's a skill in channeling is really what it is. Okay. So, okay, any questions, though, before I move on? Any questions about what Robin talked about? Okay. So, I also just wrote an article for Reiki News Magazine, or we wrote an article for Reiki News Magazine on different steps to journey with Reiki. And I have to wait until the magazine actually comes out before it has to be out and published before I can send it out over email. But I'll be sending you that article too that talks about these ideas. The first thing to understand in the journey is that your imagination is a sixth sense. And your imagination is what gives you access to your intuition, even to your intellect. Your ideas reside in your imagination. Your innovations reside in your imagination. And imagination is used for much more than what we use it for, say, to make things up with or to create or to draw. Our imagination is actually a doorway to our inner guidance. I talked quite about the invocation already, so I don't need to talk more about that. The next thing that we're talking about is conscious intention. So conscious intention is that idea, again, that we talked about earlier, that you may need to access your inner guidance all day long. Your day shifts, things change, stuff happens. Adon and Ali, you just had that total experience of, you know, Adon, you're fine 1 minute, and the next minute you're on your way to the hospital. And so throughout everything, no matter what, your intention may change throughout your day, may change over the course of time. The big intentions may become accomplished. They may change, they may stay the same, or kind of change around how they stay the same. But the real part of this is the consciousness, that you are developing consciousness about your mind, your intentions, and your thoughts. So when you are going into a Reiki journey, you're going to actually typically have an intention. Because you're asking a question, you're finding answers to your solution or solutions to your problems, or maybe you need spiritual guidance in your innovations. You might be asking for empowerment of your ideas, clarity, priorities, all kinds of things that you can use your intentions with the journey. Now, in Reiki, what we are using for the travel to these enlightened realms is Honsha Zei Shonen. Honsha Zei Shonen is actually a bridge of light. It has no time or space. Robin, your arrow is circling all around the thing. Is it possible to make that still? Okay, thank you. And so what we do is actually invite Honsha Zei Shonen, invite it to be a bridge of light. And in this case, since again, we're working with Reiki, we're going to go ahead and go to take that bridge of light to the spiritual location we're calling the third heaven. So for those of you familiar with that concept, you've already been working with it. Not everybody here is working with that concept. And so the idea of the heavens is that the first heaven is the earth realm. And here we have both love and fear, higher consciousness and lower consciousness, and everything in between. In the second heaven realms, it's the same as the first heaven, except that it's a spiritual realm. And in that spiritual realm is the same thing. You can have love and fear. It's a non-physical realm, higher and lower consciousness and everything in between. When you get to the third heaven, and these are levels of consciousness, when you get to the third heaven, there is no fear, there's only love. And then moving out beyond into those next levels of consciousness, into the fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, and beyond, what we're shown is that it's really a matter of how much we can perceive being in a body. And so once you go out into the third heaven, you are only in enlightened realms, and the energies there are all only love. Fear doesn't exist anymore. So when we take the bridge of light, when we use Honsha Zei Shonen, we're taking it to the third heaven. You can also use that bridge of light to take you to the place of consciousness where all you are is love. That third heaven energy is inside you as well as outside you. So you can take that bridge of light right into your own inner self and awaken that place where all there is love inside you. Now, Robin uses what we call the stairway to heaven, where she finds it helpful to her to actually climb stairs that are taking her into these journey realms. And so it's a counting of an up, like a 1 through 10. And then when you get to 10, you claim, I am there. The Reiki symbols will help you do this. The Reiki symbols all have particular frequencies and energies that they're working with. They will also work with you in your journeys. And we'll be talking about them as we go along throughout the 7 months. So it's not all going to be in this one concentrated time. We've talked about the spiritual realms, the same with the spirit guides. Again, because this class is titled Next Step Reiki, and we are learning Reiki journey techniques, we're also working with the spirit guides who are teaching these techniques using Reiki. And again, that's not like any reason that you can't work with other guides, or it's saying the other guides can't do this work. It's that right now we're learning to work with these energies to do this work. You can do this in as much time or as little time as you have. So it is possible for you to do a journey in 2 minutes, and you can also spend a half an hour or even longer in a journey type of a technique. And then one of the questions that I will get sometimes is, what if I don't come back? That question of, I really like being out of my body. What if I don't come back? And you will always come back. And what I always say is, you will eventually have to go to the bathroom and your body will call you back. So even if you drift into another realm, you will come back. So Robin, go ahead and go to the next screen. And we'll be sending this PowerPoint out. Okay, so typically in a journey like this, there's two things that are happening. And we're going to be talking about this throughout the 7 months too. Typically, in this case, we're going to be doing two things, and you're going to find this in your Reiki sessions also, that what the energy is doing is helping you or the other person let go of what is no longer serving them. So we'll be doing that in the journey, and then we'll also be bringing in what is your authentic self, helping that to wake up, and also the external source of that energy that helps that happen, which is Reiki energy. So those two things are something we'll be talking about, and they're often the questions that I ask my clients. So I might have a discussion with my clients, and they may tell me things, and then it will always lead around to, well, what do you want to let go of today? And then after they share those ideas, it's, well, what do you want to bring into your life today? And those are two questions that are almost always going to have, a Reiki session is going to have something to do with that. Also remember this specific one. Robin, I'm not quite sure what you mean.
You mean the journey.
Yeah.
The intention of this journey.
Yeah, the intention of this journey will have the letting go and bringing in.
No, but it's about our next step.
Say that again?
About our next step.
Oh, about the next step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think we're ready to start on the journey. And this is what the intention of this journey is going to be. What is your one next step? And you don't need to know the answer to that right now, but that is the intention of the journey. At the end of the journey, we're going to do what is called going into breakout rooms. And what I'll be able to do is have you go into private rooms. That's what happened to Munikai last time. He said nobody was in the room with him. We're still learning how to do all this. But I'll be able to put you guys into private rooms where you can share with each other about your journey, and then we'll come back as a group. Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do the journey now. So if you want to go ahead and get comfortable, get your music ready.